With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. All six crew members of a KC-135 refueling aircraft that crashed while supporting operations against Iran have been killed. Here's Bernie Bennett.
U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash in western Iraq on Thursday followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely in Israel. The crash brings a U.S. death toll in Operation Epic Fury to at least 13 service members, with the seven others killed in combat. The Pentagon said earlier this week that about 140 U.S. service members have been injured, including eight severely.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting at the Pentagon today. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the U.S. and Israel have virtually decimated Iran's military.
Never before has a modern, capable military, which Iran used to have, been so quickly destroyed and made combat ineffective.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department has announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions.
The Treasury Department announced on Thursday a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. The step aims to free up Russian cargoes stranded at sea and ease supply shortages caused by the Iran war. Analysts say that spiraling oil prices due to Persian Gulf production blockages are benefiting the Russian economy.
The step aims to free up Russian cargoes stranded at sea. Is Iran's war effort running out of money? Here's correspondent Ken Lorman, who asked that question.
Satellite imagery suggests reduced shipping activity at Iran's Azalia gas and petrochemical complex, raising concerns about the regime's cash flow and its ability to pay the Revolutionary Guard Corps. Reports of strikes, desertions, and even an attack on the regime's main payroll bank hint at growing instability if key security forces go unpaid.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting, and this is SRN News. Many in Britain say they're concerned about the decline of Christianity there. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith of its fathers will negatively impact future generations. Only 19% of respondents say they think the decline would be good for the country. The survey also reveals nearly 60% of Britons think that Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
For more than a century, Utah has kept gambling almost entirely out of the state. Now, the state's on the verge of enacting a law intended to undercut so-called prediction markets like Kalshi and Polly Market. Prediction markets allow anyone with a smartphone to wager on anything from whether it will rain in Los Angeles to whether the U.S. will go to war. This is SRN News. Analyst Isaac Levi at the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air says Russia is already benefiting from Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz.
What our report shows is a 17% increase in Russia's oil export earnings in the first week of March compared to in February. And that means that they're earning from total fossil fuel exports, 510 million euros every day in the month of March from that oil and gas exports used to finance that war in Ukraine.
That is oil industry analyst Isaac Levi. Now that the U.S. Mint has stopped making pennies, states are setting new rules for cash purchases. Some states considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. Indiana already requires rounding for cash sales unless they happen to end in 0 or 5 cents. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.